Okay, let's get started with Baba Basra, Daf Tesvav. Tesvav, the second to last full daf here in the first parak, and today we get to talk all about the various inyanim related to Tanakh. Again, all coming from that line in the Mishnah that said, Kisvi HaKodesh, you're not allowed to be cholik. So we get to talk about various orders and Kedusha, and a lot about Sefer Iyov, Be'ez Hashem, on today's daf. Okay, so let's pick up with the two dots on Yud Dalet Amid base. Says the Gemara, Sidron Shel Ksubim. So we just spoke about the order of Torah. We don't have to talk about that. Was given to Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The order of Nevi'im we spoke about. Yeshua Shoftim Shmuel Malachim Yishayo Yirmiyo Yecheskel as Treyasar is how we have it. But the order of the Gemara was a little different because the Gemara put Yishayo later because it was related to the content and not just the chronology. We have it chronologically, right? Yishayo came first, Yirmiyo, and then Yechezkel. Shreyasar, though some of them came first, as the Gemara said, they're so small, the content, so they put them together, they didn't want the scrolls to get lost. And that's why they're considered one book halachically, even regarding for various halachos, like flipping from one to another, Tircha de Tzibura, the Gemara talks about, the Gemara yesterday's Dav spoke about how many lines have to be left between each of the Nevi'im. So halachically, they're viewed as one book, even though the reason why they would have been put together might just be that they shouldn't be lost, but now they're considered one book. So then we have, what about Ksuvim? Now we're up to now. Sidron Shel Ksuvim. So we, again, have a little different order than what's given here. We have Sifrei Emes first, right? Iyov, Mishlei, and Tehillim. We have those three. And we have the Megillas together, where everyone puts them. And then we have Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Divrei Hayamim to finish it up and summarize the entire Jewish history. But here we have a difference. Sidron Shel Ksuvim. Rus comes first. Why is Rus first? Because Rus is earlier. Rus is from the times of the Shoftim. And after Rus comes the Sefer Tehillim, because after all, Rus led into David HaMelech, who wrote Sefer Tehillim, V'Iyov, and then Iyov comes. U'Mishlei, Koheles, Shir HaShirim. We have the three books of Shlomo HaMelech put together. Mishlei, Koheles, and Shir HaShirim. V'Kinos, as the Gemara calls Eicha. Daniel, U'Megillas Esther, Ezra, V'Divrei Hayamim. That is the order that is given by the Gemara. Interesting, Nehemiah is not here, because according to Chazal, also Ezra and Nehemiah are considered one book in the counting of the 24. A couple of points just on the line that we had. First, the Rashash notes, why is it, 2 points, why is Tehillim called Sefer Tehillim? None of the other books on the list are called Sefer. And number two, why is Esther the only one that's called Megillah? Megillas Esther, and the other ones are just called Kinos, or Shir HaShirim, or Koheles. The Rishah says, must be maybe alluding to us a halacha. Says the Rishah, Yipale, Madu Ashina Likro Atil M'Shem Sefer, V'chein Esther B'Shem Megillah, V'einach Karim B'Shman Levad, V'nirali, Mishum Tetehillim Damya Mixas L'Sefer Torah. Tehillim is patterned after Sefer Torah. It's split up into 5 books. V'chein psukav krovin l'psukei Torah. And its psukim are close to, lengthwise, content-wise, to Torah. V'lechein karuhu Sefer. Number one. The Esther, why is Esther the only one that's called the Megillah? When, even colloquially, when we say the Megillah, we think, Megillah's Esther. We don't say the Megillah for Shir HaShirim. We call them the 5 Megillos. But when we say the Megillah, we're talking about Megillah's Esther. That's the only one we have a chiyuv to read. Says the Rishash, Mishum that tzorach lekosfa al gvil o al klaf. There are certain halachas about how to write Megillah's Esther. V'lachin kara Megillah. Ayin pirish haradak b'yirmiyo ufchulu. And then he says, V'chin b'chol meseches Megillah nikris b'shem Megillah stam. V'chin Berchasa al mikra Megillah stam. The bracha we make on the Megillah is al mikra Megillah, because this is the Megillah. Umashma the Rus v'chavro seha einan nigra'in b'shei Megillah. Mashma the others are not, and that's why he says, Tamahani amad isim v'mesecha sofrim. Mesecha sofrim quotes, making the bracha of al mikra Megillah by all the Megillos, says the Rishash, it's a little wonder, because here, the word Megillah is only related to the Megillas Esther. If you look in the Ramah discusses this. Where's the source for reading the Megillos on the Chagim? So that's the Ramah, the end of Taf Tzadi. He quotes there, V'noagin lomar shir hashirim b'shabes shel chol hamoed. Right, Shir HaShirim is Chol HaMoed Pesach, V'imchal Shabbos Yom Tov Achron, Omer Asa Bo Osa Shabbos, V'chedet Din B'sukis Im Koheles, V'noagin lomar Rus B'shvuas. You don't have to tell me that there's minhag to read Kinos on Tisha B'Av and Megillah on and Esther on Purim. Those are known, but the other ones are mentioned. And then the Rama adds, V'ha'am nagu shelo levarech aleihem. Mikra Megillah, v'lo Mikra Ksuvim. The minhag is not to make a bracha. Obviously, Megillah says Esther, yes, that's elsewhere. But the minhag is not to make a bracha on these. And that's what the Taz and the agrees to. But the Magen Avraham here in Sivka and Tess quotes the poskin that needs Kohelas is different. And the Gra here, the Bira Gra says, no, you make a bracha on all of them. He quotes like that, Mesecha Sofrim. It's just interesting that the Ar Gemara, the Rishash's point, is that Ar Gemara only has the word Megillah by Megillah's Esther and not others. If you look in Rav Warman Sefer on Oros HaPesach, on Pesach, so he quotes this discussion, and he quotes, if you say, like the Gra, that there's Al Mikra Megillah Shekhanashanim and Sosav Sivanu, so isn't it interesting that when Purim falls out on Shabbos, so then we would not lay the Megillah on Shabbos, Gzeira Shem Yavirenu. But Dafka, these, we have the minhag of reading them on Shabbos. Right? Koheles and Shir HaShirim, Shabbos Chalamoid. So why don't you say Gzeira Shem Yavirenu? You have to explain somehow, maybe it's like Kriyas HaTorah, we're not goes to our Kriyas HaTorah, Shem Yavirenu. The answer is Chovas HaTzibur versus Chovas HaYachid. So this also might be a Minhag HaTzibur, not really a Chovas HaTzibur, but a Minhag HaTzibur, and therefore Chazal we're not goes there on Minhagei HaTzibur like that. As we discussed, it discusses more about making brachas on minhagim. The Rama generally says that we do make a bracha on a minhag, right? Halal on Rosh Chodesh. The Rama paskins, we do make a bracha, but these we don't. These are a different type of minhag. Rav Warman explains, this is not quoted in Shas. Saying Halan Rosh Chodesh is quoted in Shas, that minhag. Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rambam, whether you make a bracha. But this is not quoted in Shas, and therefore there are different levels of minhagim, as we already saw back on Dav Beis and Tosfos. You know, not every minhag has teeth, but this is the discussion a little bit of making a bracha on a minhag and the Megillah. That is interesting, Ha'ara of the Rishash. The other point to mention on this line is the order that we have it here is Mishle, Koheles, and Shir HaShirim. Those are the three. Rashi says, Shir HaShirim, Nira Be'enai, Sha'amru Le'ezik Nuso. Rashi suggests that Shir HaShirim was written in Shlomo's older years, and that's why this is the order. Mishle, Koheles, and Shir HaShirim. Other Mefarshim elsewhere say, no, it's just the opposite. Shir HaShirim was written in his younger years. Koheles is in his older years. That's the one that's looking back on life. This is a machlokas in the Midrashim. The Mefarshim quote here, machlokas in the Midrashim. I saw Rav Pinchas Friedman in one of his articles in the Shvile Pinchas. He quotes that maybe these three svarim of Koheles, Mishle, and Shir HaShirim are keneged and a tikkun somewhat for the three averis that the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin. Lo yarba lo nashim, lo yarba lo susim, lo yarba lo kesef. The three that Shlomo HaMelech, quote-unquote, violated, and each one of these is somewhat of a tikkun for that. Because we know Lo Yarba Lo Susim, Susim is about the Ribui HaHishtadlus Shel HaAdam, B'inyane HaTeva Yoser Min HaRoy. Ein Chachma Vein Tuna Vein Ezel Neged Hashem. Sus Muchan Liyom Mel Chama Val Hashem HaTeshua. Right, so the horse, he says, too many horses is Keneged for Mishle is the Tikkun for that. Mishle, which is all about the proper perspective about life and the adages and the wisdom, right? He quotes this, that pasuk from the end of Maseches, from the end of Mishle. And Koheles, Chiber Shlomo HaMelech, Kedei L'Sakin, Machshenichsha, Balav, Kesav, Kezov, Lo Yarba, Lo Ma'od. Right, well, how many times does it talk about in Koheles? Hevel Avala Mamar Koheles. Don't focus on Gashmias. Don't focus on what's in front of you. Koheles and Perek Beis. Kinasili, Gam Kesav, Izov. So Keneged, Lo Yarba, Lo Kesav. That's what we have as Koheles. And finally, Lo Yarba, Lo Nashim. That's Shir HaShirim. Right, that the love affair between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, that's the focus of the love, what it's supposed to be, and obviously Rabbi Kiva who said that it's Kodesh Kadashim, the secrets of Shir HaShirim, but that could be parallel to that issue. So the three Svarim of Shlomo HaMelech, relating to those three Averis. They quote that, someone quotes that, Peshain, that the Rambam's major three, the Rambam had many works, but the three major works of the Rambam maybe are connected to the three Svarim of Shlomo HaMelech, of wisdom, the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Mor HaNevuchim, and the Mishnah Torah, those three, you know, the Mor HaNevuchim would be parallel to Koheles, and Mishlei and Shir Shirim, you got to work out what the parallel is. Okay, Vayter. We continue now. Says the Gemara, after we have this first order. Ulamanda Amar, Iyov Bime Moshe Haya. According to the opinion that Iyov lived at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, which we'll get to all the opinions, but in a little later, Liktame Liyov Aresha. So why isn't Iyov first? Iyov's even before Rus. So put Iyov before Rus if he was earlier. Aschuli Beparanu Salam Eschalinan. You don't want to start with Iyov. Iyov, all about Tzadik Varalo. You don't want to start with Iyov, so we leave him off. Rus Nami Peronisi. What do you mean? Rus also is all about Peronis. Why? What's the Peronis? Rashi quotes. There's hunger, there's exile, there's the death of Avi Elimelech, Ubanov. Got a lot of tragedy in Rus. Answer, Peronis to Islay Acharis. It's a Peronis which has a happy ending. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Lama Nikreshma Rus, Sheyatza Mimena David. Sherivu Lakadosh Baruch Hu, B'shiros V'sish Bachos. David from Riva, that's Rus, that saturated the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, with the song, Shiros V'sish Bachos. So that's why Iyov is not first. You start with Rus, and it has a happy ending. Tosfos then also discusses why Iyov isn't right after Rus. So fine, you want to start with Rus. You don't want to start with something bad. So have Rus, and then Iyov, and then Tehillim. Tosfos says, no. Once you're mentioning Rus, you got to have Tehillim right afterwards. Okay, at least according to the order of the Gemara. That was the hemshich of the Shiros v'Sishbachos of why Rus is first. Says Tosfos, in the name of the Re, Sha'achris shal Rus, haya achris sheyatzbeinu David. Shiriv lakadosh baruch hu b'shiros v'sishbachos. V'lakach kasav achar kach miyad osan shiros v'hi achris shalah. Period. So then he quotes V'yim Tomar. We're going to have many different opinions when Iyov was. But according to the opinion that says he was from the Ole Gola, right, the ones that came back with Ezra and Nehemiah, so lichtavei Iyov should be last, right, even after Esther. Right, so why isn't that? V'omari mishum hachi kasu badi tehillim u'mishlei. Why is it with those other two? Lefi, right, we call them the Sifrei Emes. Right, those three go together. But Tosfos says, Lefi shehu me'inyin echad, ksuvin me'ein shira, u'mikros kitzarim v'nigun echad. They had one tune. They have special ta'amim that are not too many people know. The way had the trup, the ta'amim for tehillim, mishlei, and Iyov. But they have one way of reading it, and they have their one inyan. Got to figure out what that means. Their one inyan, Shira, Mishlei, and Tehillim, and Iyov seems like very, very different. But they're about life. They're philosophy about life, and from a Torah perspective. And that's what Tosfos says, and that's why they are all put together. Okay, says the Gemara. Okay, now we know the order that the Gemara brings. So Mikasvan. So who wrote all of these Svarim? Fourth to last line. So number one, Moshe Kasav Sifro, Parshas Bilam, V'Iyov. Moshe wrote his Sefer. Amazing. The Torah is called Toras Moshe, as Zechariah says. Malachi. Zichri Toras Moshe Avdi. The second to last pasuk in Tana in Nevi'im. Torah is called by Moshe. Ayidei Moshe. And here too, because Moshe was the one that was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uparshas Bilam and Iyov. And Bilam and Iyov. So Parshas Bilam. That's part of the Torah. Why do we need a separate line in the Gemara? Rashi, Parshas Bilam, Nevuaso u'mishalav. Af alpi she'enon tzorche Moshe v'saraso v'sidha ma'isav. Even though it's not directly connected to Moshe, that's why it's listed separately. You would have thought that maybe it's something different. All the Mefarshim say, there are a lot of things that don't directly have to do with Moshe. What about the story of Lot? What about the story of the men? All of Sefer Bereishis. You know, not Dafka connected. So why Dafka? You might think Bereishis led to Am Yisrael. Okay, and Bilam is separate. But either way, this is a question that is asked by the Mefarshim. What exactly is the Pshat of Rashi that it doesn't have to do with him? The Shla Kadosh discusses this on a deeper level. You can look in the Shla in Parshas Balak, but just mentioning the Ritva. The Ritva says, unbelievable. The Ritva says, we have the story of Bilam and Balak in the Torah. There was another scroll with the story in depth. There's another scroll, and that's what the Gemara is talking about. There was another scroll called Parshas Bilam. V'nirin divrei ha'omrim she'einzu parshas bilam she'ksuva b'torah. V'yahi HaKadosh Baruch Hu kasva k'shara Torah. Ela parsha b'fnei atzmahi she'kasuv v'herech b'yoser v'haisa mitzuya lahem. Wow. Another sefer called Parshas Bilam, and says the Ritva, that's what it is referring to, and he wrote Iyov. They quoted the name of the Chassam Sofer, that the entire parsha of Bilam is that parsha, more than any other parsha in the Torah, is a riot to Torah Min HaShemayim. How do we know any of the conversations that took place between Bilam and Balak? And how do we know that he tried again to curse the Jews? Where's the evidence of that? That was a private conversation. Maybe some of the officers, but they left little by little, and it ended up. He said just the opposite. And the conversation, they got mad. So that's what Sam Sofer says, that whole parsha. And maybe that is also why we start off every day with Matovo Alecha Yaakov. Right, we start off with a non-Jew. We start off with this beautiful statement, but look at the sources. Matovo Alecha Yaakov, we start off with Bilam, because that's a raya to Torah min Hashamayim. Okay. So that's what Moshe wrote. Yehoshua kasa sifra over Shimon and Psukim Shabbatar. Yeshua wrote his sefer, Sefer Yehoshua, and the last eight Psukim of the Torah. We'll get back to that, by the Hashem. Shmuel kasa sifra, v'shoftim v'rus. Shmuel wrote sefer Shmuel, and the sefer Shoftim and Rus. David kasa sefer Tehillim al Yedei. David had help, though. He brought, incorporated songs and mizmorim that existed beforehand. Aidea Sara Zakanim, Al Yedei, he used the tents of Canaan that he mentions, that were before him, or Rashi quotes, Asaf, Heman, Yedutun, right, all of those. And Aidea Adam Harishon, Rashi quotes each of the mizmorim. What did Adam write? So Rashi quotes that he wrote, Tehillim Kufla Mites, Aidea Malki Tzedek, Aidea Avraham, who is Eitan HaEzrachi, Va'al Yedei Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi quotes from Mizmar Tzadi, which is Beferish Tefillah of the Moshe Yisrael Elokim, but he says it's the next 11. It's not just that one. It's the next 11, which includes all the ones that we say Friday night. L'chun Aranana, Mizmar L'David, all of those were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rashi quotes here, and Rashi quotes in Tehillim, on this Parak Tzadi, he quotes that all of those Mizmarim were written by Moshe Rabbeinu and incorporated by David. Va'yidei Heman, Va'yidei Yudusun, Va'yidei Asaf, right, these are all mentioned in Tehillim. Va'yidei Shlosha b'nei Korach, and, right, Alam Asar, b'nei Korach Mizmar, right, we say that on Rosh Hashanah. That's all Tehillim. What David wrote. Yirmiyo Kasav Sifra of a Sefer Melachim Akinos. Yirmiyo wrote his Sefer, and it's all about the Churban, the Sefer Melachim. He lived afterwards, Vakinos, and he wrote Echa, Chizkiyahu, Visiyato, Kasvo, Chizkiyahu Amelech, the great tzaddik, righteous king. He wrote Yeshayahu, Mishle, Shir Hashirim, Koheles. Why did he have to write Mishle, Shashirim, Koheles? Why did he have to write those three, four? Because at the end of his life, we know Shlomo HaMelech might not have been exactly where we would have liked him to be. Right, Melech Vehedyot, Melech Hedyot Melech. That's why Chizkiyo Melech was the one that really put it together. What about Yeshayahu? Why did Chizkiyo write Yeshayahu? So Rashi quotes, we know that Yeshayahu was killed. Right, that's why he didn't have time at the end of his life. You know, he was killed by his own grandson. Right, his own grandson, Menashe, told people to go and kill him. He wasn't happy with all the tochacha that Yeshayahu was giving. So that's why, Shahargo Menashe, V'lo Kasav Sifro, Shalohayi Nevi'im Ksovim Sifreim, Elefnei Mosan. People didn't write the Nevi'im didn't write their books until after, before they died. And here, Rachmana Litzlan, Yeshayahu was killed, and therefore, he didn't write his Sefer. But again, all the Nevuas are unbelievable. Unbelievable, as we have the schus now to be having, the Navi Shirim on Yeshayahu. Continuing, Ad Sheikreses Agadola Kasvu Yechezkel. V'shneimasar, Daniel, u'Megillas Esther. The Ashik Nes HaGadola, which included Mordechai, and that time period. So they wrote Yechezkel, Shreyasar, remember, because some of them were written earlier, they compiled them. Daniel, u'Megillas Esther. Why all of these were in? Why did Yechezkel? So look at Rashi, important Rashi. Kasvi Yechezkel. Shenisnabe Begola, Ve'eni Yodeya Lamalo Kasvi Yechezkel Biatzmo. I don't know why Yechezkel did not write his own Sefer. Unless you say, not only was Nevuah only given in Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara says, but Nevuah was only given to be written down and recorded in Eretz Yisrael. And he ended up outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Anshei Knesset Gedola wrote it down after they came back. So to Daniel and Megillas Esther. What about the Treyasar? Mitoch Shahayu Nevioseim Kitanos. Lo Kasvim HaNeviim Atzmam. Ish Zifro, because again it was small quantitatively, they didn't write it themselves. Uba'u Chagai Zachariu Malachi, the last three of the Treyasar, Verosh Ruach HaKodesh Mistalekes. They saw that this was it. Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah is leaving, and therefore they said, we gotta write this down quickly before it gets lost, and that's why they wrote it down. Good, that's Rashi explaining Yechezkel and Daniel and Esther and Treyasar. Tosfos is not happy with Rashi's suggestion about Yechezkel. Tosfos says, Pirish Hakuntris, Yecheskel Lakatav Sifer, right in the middle. The Kasha da Yirmiyo Nami B'chutz La'aretz Haya. Yirmiyo was also, right, he went into Galus. Al Naras Bavel, he went in. Right, Shehalach L'Mitzrayim. V'nis Nabisham Kam and Nevuos. V'lomasin Shechazor Yosel Eretz Yisrael. Yirmiyo also, you say he wrote his own Sefer, but he was also in Chutz La'aretz. This explains Rav Yaakov Emdin, but the Iker of Yirmiyo's Nevuos were in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a din where the person is in terms of writing it, but the content of one's nevuas and the ikar of where a person was a Navi. The ikar place where Yirmiyahu was a Navi was in Eretz Yisrael. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Yesh lomar shehu ikar sifro be'Eretz Yisrael v'ashar tafel, v'lo domi liyecheskel v'daniel v'magilas Esther, shekali karam b'chutz la'aretz hayu, v'shemen nevuos Yirmiyahu shebechutz la'aretz, talmido baruch ben neriah askinu, hu alo l'Eretz Yisrael v'nestah b'sham. Maybe the few nevuas of Yirmiyahu from Chutz La'aretz, his Talmud wrote it when they came back. Okay, period. Let's continue. So these are the various authors. Continuing, Ezra Kasav Sifro V'yachas Shel Divrei Hayamim Ad Lo. Ezra wrote his sefer, and he wrote Divrei Hayamim until Lo. What does that mean? Until himself. The Mefarshim, the Marsha here says Ad V'lo Ad Bichlal. It was till his father. He didn't write his own name until his father. Messiah le Rav, Damar Rav Yehuda Marav, Lo Allah Ezra mi Bavel at Sheyichis Atzmo Va'Ala. Ezra didn't go up from Bavel back to Eretz Yisrael until he had a whole sefer Yichus, and then he went up. Uman Aske, who finished, right? If Ezra started Divrei Hayamim until himself, who finished? In Nehemiah ben Chikliya, so Nehemiah, his partner, so to speak. Period. So that is the brisa about who wrote everything. Now we continue. Amar Marna, let's talk about each one of these. Again, each sefer can be spoken about, the uniqueness of each sefer, the importance of learning Tanakh. We've quoted the Rashi in Parshas Kisisa in the past, where Rashi says, to be a Talmid Chacham, you have to be a Baki B'chaf Dalet Sefer Tanakh. So Rashi says, right? There's so much that we focus on in the educational systems of our children and of ourselves. We have to make sure to have room for Tanakh also. You know, hopefully we're all Maver Sedra and we go through the Torah. What about the Nevi'im L'Ksuvim? We have to set up some type of system to be able to get through those books, because again, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, right? We spent a lot of time doing the Torah Shebal Peh, but we have to also make time for the Torah Shebichsav. Amar Mar, says the Gemara, Yehoshua Katzav Sifra, which one of Psukim Shebet Torah. So the Brisa said that Yehoshua ben Nun wrote the last 8 Psukim in the Torah. Unbelievable. Each of these Shitos, right, we know this machlokas that we're about to see comes out 2 places in Shas, Bavasra Tezvav and Menachas Daf Lamed. And usually when we see a machlokas, we can see which is the Mechudah Shita and which is the more obvious Shita. Here, they're both unique and amazing, because each one of them would be, you have a big problem if you say that Shita, and if you have a big problem if you don't say that Shita. So the Brisa says, Tanya Kamanda Amar Shmon and Psukim Shabbat Torah, Yeshua Kasvan. So this Bryce is supporting that opinion. The Tanya, Vayamasham Moshe Eved Hashem. The end of the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu dies. Eved Hashem. Only a few people in the Tanakh are called Eved Hashem. Moshe is called Eved Hashem at the end of his life. Also, in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, he's called Eved Hashem. The end of Sefer Yoshua, Perachav Dalid, Yehoshua is called Eved Hashem. Right, the transfer has occurred. What does it mean, Eved Hashem? If you look in the Radak in Perek Aleph of Sefer Yehoshua, he translates Eved Hashem as somebody who uses all of his faculties and all of his talents and all of his kochos to serve Hashem. That's an Eved Hashem. Everything a person has, they use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Moshe Eved Hashem dies. So says the Gemara, Efshar Moshe, question about the Girsa here. We'll go with the Masoras HaShas's Girsa. Efshar Moshe Chai, V'kasav Ayamash HaMoshe. How could Moshe still be alive and write Vayamasha Moshe? The other Gersa could also work. Did he die? And then he wrote, how could he finish the Torah after he dies? But either way, we don't get the message. Ela, what must be? Adkan Kasav Moshe, Mikan Ve'ela Kasav Yehoshua. Right? Yehoshua ben Nun wrote the last 8 Psukim of the Torah, because it can't be that Moshe wrote and Moshe died. Moshe could write things in the future. Moshe could have written and Moshe will die. It doesn't say that in the Torah. It says Moshe died. So Moshe can't write. Moshe died. It's impossible. And therefore, he would write it and it wouldn't be true when he wrote it? It's not allowed. So that's why Yehoshua ben Nun must have written the last letters. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, v'amri lo Rabbi Nechemya. First opinion. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, after Sefer Torah, chaser os achas. Is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu did not write one even letter of the Torah? V'ksiv. Hashem tells him, lakoach es Sefer HaTorah hazeh. Take this Torah. We know Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a Sefer Torah at the end of his life. Right, we spoke yesterday about the Torah that went into the Aron. Right, so how can you say that Sefer Torah, Moshe didn't write some of the Sefer Torah? No. Moshe had to write the entire Torah. Ela atkan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer. Again, a question of the Girsa. Umoshe Omer v'kosev. That is our Girsa. The Bach takes out the second Omer. It's just Moshe kosev. The first part of the Torah, up until the last eight psukim, Hashem would dictate, and Moshe would say, would write, or maybe say and write. Tosfos in Menachos says, this is one of the makaris for a sofer. Right before he writes any word of the Torah, he says it, and then he writes it. Right? That's a minhag, and that is comes from this Gemara. But the last eight psukim, Moshe wrote bedema. What does dema mean? Pashas, he was crying. Right, Bedema, in tears. That is the Gemara. And how does this help? Kamoshin Emer, let's continue, and then we'll talk about this. Kamoshin Emer lahalan, v'yomer lahem, baruch mipiv yikra elai, es kol adrama elem, baruch, the Talmud of Yirmiyahu says, Yirmiyahu and Avi told me all these things, v'ani kosev ala sefer bidyo, and I will write them down in dio. Period. What exactly does Bedema mean? That is something that we've spoken about in the past, but it's a big shaila, because after all, I asked the Marsha here, just because he wrote it in tears, how does that change the fact that it's not true? Right? How can he died, so he wrote, he was crying. So how does that change it? So the Marsha has a chiddush gadol that sometimes is misquoted. The Marsha says, Lo mechzi kishikra, to kul it sefer Torah, vayamas Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Omer v'kosev. V'kan v'yamas shina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe kosev. V'lo haya Moshe Omer. Moshe didn't say it. U'mishim hachi lo mechzi kishikra. Doesn't look like a lie. Shari lohaya omeres b'shasaksiva kamosh b'shari kol haTorah. He didn't say it, so he didn't lie by saying anything untrue. And then v'hosef olomar degamaksiva mivayamas Moshe nishtana misharaksiva shahaya bidyo v'kan bedema. He didn't use ink; he used tears. Daloha v'kasav ksav gomer tahik beperak hamevi get rasham baroque. Meaning he wrote in what was called Ksav She'ena Miskayim. V'lachin lo mechzi kishikra kla lo ba'amira v'lo b'ksiva. That's why he didn't write it in permanent letters, permanent ink, and that's why it was not mechzi kishikra. So this is quoted as saying, oh, the Marsha says you're allowed to lie when you write something. You're just not allowed to lie when you talk. The Marsha didn't say that. The Marsha's trying to explain, you know, whether it gives off the impression. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu to write something. So, but this is one idea that the Marsha says doesn't mean he was crying. It just means he wrote it in tears. That's not the pashtus of the Gemara. There is another idea that we mentioned, unbelievable, from the Vilna Gaon. The Gra writes in Kol Eliyo, it's quoted that maybe Bedema has a different shot. Dema is from the word meduma. Meduma, we know, is truma and chulin mixed together. Meduma. Right, it's a mutter for a coin to eat and not a Yisrael. What does that mean? That means, he quotes the Ramban in the Hakdama to the Torah, where the Ramban writes that Kol HaTorah Kula, on a more deeper Kabbalistic level, spells out Shem Hashem. Kol HaTorah Kula Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just that when it was given to us, Hashem decoded it and gave it to us in words, like we have them, Bereishis, Bara, Elokim, Ez HaShemayim. But before the Torah was given, it was all in its pure, pristine state, undetected and unintelligible to human beings, says the Ramban. Says the Gra, and that's the Ramban. Says the Gra, use that Ramban. Up until the last day of Sukkim of the Torah, Hashem decoded it for Moshe Rabbeinu and gave it to him in its decoded form. That's Moshe wrote it. The last day of Sukkim, Hashem also gave to Moshe, but he gave it to him in its pristine, medume, mixed up state. So it didn't say Vayamasha Moshe. Just all the letters were all together, and it didn't say anything yet. And Yoshua ben Nun then decoded it and wrote Vayamasha Moshe. It says the Gra, Elu ve'elu debri lukim chayim. That's what it means, bedema. It means meduma. And that's how we can understand this this idea. From the Pasuk, it's in Le'aschav, Dimacha, lo sa'acher, Dimacha, meduma, ve'irbuv ha'osios. V'shnei maskim l'das achas. V'chulu. That is the eight. You could also add on a P. Drush. So why was he crying? So according to the Gra, you have to say no. Maybe Medema doesn't mean Meduma. But you could also say he was crying because there was a psukim in the Torah that he didn't get decoded. And he was upset about that. Meaning he wanted to give over everything to Klal Yisrael. Which connects to what we're going to see in the next line. Let's continue for a minute. Come on, Azahad Amar of Yeshua Bar Abba Amar of Gidl Amar Rav. Who is the following opinion about? Rav says there's something halachically different about the last eight psukim of the Torah. Shmona psukim sheba Torah, Yachid Korei Yosan. The last eight psukim of the Torah, a Yachid can read. Right, we'll get to what that means in a second, but there's some difference in halacha. So who says that's a lema delok Reb Shimon? Isn't that against Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last eight psukim. So there shouldn't be any difference in halacha between the last eight and the rest. So isn't Rav against Reb Shimon? The Gemara says no. Afilu tamer Reb Shimon, even according to Reb Shimon, who says that Moshe wrote it, but because he wrote it differently, however ishtenu, ishtenu. Once it was changed that Moshe wrote it bedema, what does that mean? So you can even have a difference in halacha. What exactly does that mean? The Yachid Koryosan. Rashi quotes, right here, Ein Mafsikin Bahen. No Hosafos in the last eight psukim. Give me Mafsik. Yachid Koryosan. Tosva says, here a couple of shot, and Tosva quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam, who says, Matzrich Mikan Likros La'echad Osan Chesukim Shol Yikri Imo Shliat Tzibur. The Bal Kore and the Ola should be the same person. Shouldn't have a different person. An Ola read it. The Mordechai quotes that Yachid, a Talmud Chacham, a Yachid Bedor should get the Aliyah. That's Yachid. The Rishash in Megillah says you can't repeat it over and over again like the rest of the laning on Simchas Torah. All different pshatim. But we end with the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yachid Koryo son, you don't need a minion for the last eight psukim of the Torah. Unlike the rest of the Torah, you don't need a minion. Unbelievable. Ask the Ravid, what are you talking about? There's 10 different pshatim what this means, but that one is off the charts. How can you say that you don't need a minion for part of the Torah? You don't need a minion? That's impossible. Says the Rambam. Read it, the Rambam says, Behoel, he says, Shmonim Sukkim Shabbosopa Torah Mutter Likros Osam Bebeis HaKnesses Bepachos Miyasara. Hoel Umashma'an Shehim Achar Misas Moshe Harei Nishtanu. Since its meaning is only after Moshe died, Nishtanu is changed. What exactly does that mean? Why does it not, why do we say that why did the Rambam say they don't need a minion? So Rav Soloveitchik gave a couple of different ideas. Different Sfarim quote this idea in different formulations. And that is the Moshe Rabbeinu, he imbued Torah with Kedusha, with full Kedusha, with Kedusha's Ksav. And that was a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. Every time we lay in Kriyas HaTorah, it's a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. That's the day that you're supposed to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. The last eight psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu did not imbue with full Kedushas Ksav. He couldn't, because it didn't take place yet. Why was he allowed to write it? Okay, exception to the rule. Bedema, whatever that means. It had a difference in halacha. But he couldn't imbue it with full Kedusha. Those eight psukim could not be a reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. Because it didn't happen yet. It wasn't going to gain its status as Kedushas Ksav until after Moshe Rabbeinu died. After Moshe Rabbeinu dies, there's no more experience of Maimon Har Sinai. You're in a different door. Now in the door of Musara Yoshua. And that's why, because it doesn't have full Kedushas Ksav from Maimon Har Sinai, that's why you don't need a minion. Explains Rav Soloveitchik. There are other formulations of it. But then he adds beautifully, and maybe that's why he was crying. He was a Rebbe who couldn't give over everything he wanted to give to the Talmidim. He couldn't imbue the entire Torah with Kedusha, so that was why he was crying. Not because personally he was crying because he was going to die. No, because he wanted to give over all of Torah, and he couldn't. Again, there's a lot more there. Again, different Svarim quote this idea in different ways, but something needs to be said. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, Yoshua Kasav Sifra, Yoshua wrote his Sefer. The Aksiv. Vayamasham, Vayamas Yeshua bin Nun Ever Hashem. I said Yeshua died. How could Yeshua write that he died? Same kind of question. Daske Elazar. Elazar wrote the end. Vaksev Elazar ben Aaron Mason. It also says Elazar died. Daske Pinchas. Pinchas finished it up. Shmuel Kasav Sifro. Vaksev Shmuel Mace. What do you mean? Shmuel also died. Right? Shmuel died young. 52. Daske Garachose Vinasan Hanavi. They finished it. David Kasav Sefer Tehillim, my Deasar Zakenim, Balakshav Nami Eitan HaEzrachi. What about Eitan? He's also mentioned, Amar Rav, Eitan HaEzrachi, Zui Avraham. That's Avraham, Ksiv Hacha, Eitan HaEzrachi, V'Ksiv Hasa, Mi Heir, Mi Mizrach, Tzedek, the Gomer. Pasuk Nishayo, that's referring to Avraham Avinu, who was Meir with my light from the east. Kachashav Moshe V'Kachashav Haman, V'Amar Rav, Haman Zu Moshe. How could you say both Moshe and Haman on the list? Rav says Haman is Moshe. Ksiv Pacha Haman, Ksiv Hasam, Bechol Beisi, Ne'eman Hu. So isn't it the same person? Shrei, Haman, Havei. There were two. One is a reference to Moshe, and one is a different individual. Moshe, Kasav Sifro, Parshas Bilam, Ve'iov. Here we go. Messiah, Leather, Rabbi Levi Bar Lachma, Damar Levi Bar Lachma. Number one. Many different shitas. Shita number one. Iov, Bimei Moshe, Haya. Iov lived at the time of Moshe. Right, then this fits into the medrash that we know from Gemara and Sota, that the three people who were in the cabinet of Paro, Iyov, Bilam, Yisro, this fits into that opinion. Ksif hacha mi tein efo, mi kasvan mi lai. Iyov says, oh, which I had someone now to write down my words. Ksif hasam uva me yivada efo. See, Moshe Rabbeinu also uses the word efo. Ve'ema bimei Yitzchak, tefsev mi efo huatzat zayin. Ve'ema bimei Yaakov, tefsev mi imkein efo zosasu. Ve'ema bimei Yosef, tefsev efo heim roim. All these other people also use the word efo, right? So why is the dafka connected to Moshe? Lo salkadaitach. No, no hava mina tefsev mi tein beseifer ve'yuchaku. U'moshe hu di'ikri michokek. Moshe is the one that makes the rules. Tefsev ayareish eslo kisham in God chelkas michokek safun. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the Shevet of God, and that's how the connection. Again, it's not a real Gzeira Shava, it's a remez that Moshe Rabbeinu and Iyov lived at the same time. We're about to have 10 different opinions when Iyov lived. How could there be such a discrepancy? This is a book of Tanakh. How could there be such a discrepancy? Again, there's only a couple of small ritvas on this amud, but each one is crucial. Says the ritva, Mashenechluku b'sefer Iyov, nire shelo haya ha-sefer hazeh mefursam eitzel hakol. Wasn't such a popular sefer. Elaganuz eitzel yechidim v'alzeh nishtaka inyano. Nobody learned Iyov. Right now, also, many people don't learn Iyov. But at least it's part of Tanakh. Whoever, everybody has a Tanakh, you know Iyov. But then, it wasn't as a foursome. It wasn't as, especially in the days of the Gemara, that people, they didn't print them all together. We know they didn't print them all together. How many people had Iyov? So people didn't study it. You don't remember what it's about and when it took place, right? They didn't have Rashi and the Radak on Iyov and all the Mefarshim to explain what each pasuk is referring to. So it wasn't such a popular sefer. Rava Amar number two. Iyov imei meraglam have. Haya. He was in the days of the meraglam. Ksifacha ish haya be'eretz utz. Iyov shmo. Fiksifasa mayish ba'etz. So you see utz and etz. That's a remez. So midami hacha utz habsam etz. Different words. No, hachi gamalu Moshe li Yisrael. No, Moshe said this to Bnei Yisrael. The Rashi quotes this in Shlach. Yeshno la'oso adam sheshnosov aruchos ke'etz. Umegin al dara ke'etz. There's someone there who's protecting that generation. See if he died. So much Iyov. Iyov protects them like a big tree. Yosef Umer Rabbanan Kamei Dershul Rabbanan Chmeini V'Yosef Ikamar number three. Iyov lo haya v'lo nivra. Never happened. It's all a mashal. El a mashal haya. It's all a mashal. Rashi. Lilmod mimenu tshuvos l'makatrik in Amidas Hadin. To teach us how to answer those who say, hey, why does he deserve such a thing? So these are answers. We don't fully understand all the answers, but it's answers to Tzadik Varalo and V'she'en Adam Nitfas Al Tzairo. A person is not brought to task based on everything he says when he's having Tzaros. Right? So that's what we learn messages from Iyov. Amar Le, Alecha, Makra, Ishaya Be'eretz Utz, Iyov, Shemo. So it's all a mashal, right? Says the Gemara, Ela Me'ata. What, you're gonna tell me other cases are mashalim too? Ula Rosh ain't called. Remember the mashal that God says to David after he sins. Ula Rosh ain't called. The poor person only has. Kiyim kifsa achas katana shirkana vayechayeha v'gomer mihave. So did that really take place? Ela mashal ba'alma. Hachanami mashal ba'alma. So why don't you say everything is a mashal? So imkein, shmo v'shemi ro lama. Right? The, why do you mention the name of his city and the name of his name? So it doesn't sound that way, but this is the answer that's given at least by one of the Mefarshim. Period. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Blazar Mishravayo, Iyo Me'oli Golahaya. He came up from the Gola, from Bavel. U Beis Medrasho B'Tveria Haya. And he had a Beis Medrash in Tveria. Mom is exactly where it was. Says like, really? How long did Iyov live? From the moment that Bnei Yisrael went into Mitzrayim until they left. So a Brisa that says he was much earlier. Not with the Ole Regalim, Ole Bavel, says the Gemara. Ema doesn't mean that time, but those years. It means he was 210. Doesn't mean that he was living at those years. Meisvei, or another one, Shiva Nevi'im Nisnabul Umos Ha'olam. There were seven Nevi'im that the Umos Ha'olam had. Eluhain, Bilam, V'Aviv, V'Iyov, Eli, right, so Machlokes, Tanaim, whether Iyov, forget when Iyov lived, whether he was Jewish or not. Machlokes. Eliphaz HaTimni, Ubildar HaShochi, these were Iyov's friends. V'Tsofar HaNa'amasi, V'Elihu Ben HaBarke'el HaBuzi. So you see, he wasn't You see, he was a non-Jew. So now we're asking a general question on some of these earlier opinions. So Rashi quotes, Alma Nachri Haya. So the Gemara says, "Ulatimeich Eliyahu ben Barkael Lav mi Yisrael Havei, Vaksim mi Mishpachas Ram." Right? You're telling me he wasn't Jewish? Right, we know from elsewhere. Ella invuye invi li umos haolam. No, they might have been Jewish that gave nevuas about the other nations. Hachanami Iyov invuye invi li umos haolam. It could be that he was Jewish and he just gave a lot of nevuos about the umos haolam. Says the Gemara, Atu kula neviyeh milo invi li umos haolam. What all the neviyeh? Look at, say, for Yeshayahu. There's many nevuas about umos other nations. Look at Ovadia, right? Look at the others and Amos, many. So the Gemara says, Hasam, no, Iker Nevi'u Sayu Li Yisrael. By the other Nevi'im, the Iker of their Nevu'ah was Li Yisrael, and they threw in some other nations. Hacha Iker Nevi'u Sayu L'Umos Ha'olam. Here, the Iker Nevu'ah was L'Umos Ha'olam. Stop there for a minute by Eisvei. If you look in the Nitzotse Or, Reuven Margolis Sefer on Shas, so it's amazing. He says, how could it be that some say it was a mashal, some say the time of Moshe, the time of, and one says, oh, he has a base manager in Tveria. It's like, okay, you have all these different opinions. Then you say one, that Mamish, he's there? Like, how can anybody argue with that then? So he says, who's talking? Reb Yochanan and Reb Elazar is talking. Suggest the Nitzotse are, they're not saying he had a base manager in Tveria. These two great rabbis lived in Tveria. These two great rabbis has life of tsaros, had life of difficulties. You know what they were saying? Maybe it was a mashal, but come to my base manager in Tveria. You'll see Eof. That's what they were saying. Unbelievable. Echzi yadu travai, Rabbi Yonah Rebelazar, ksovis meduyeket, base medrash efo. V'yinadana Rabbi Yochanan, savo b'chayav yisure Eov. He lost all his money. He lost 10 sons that we know. He lost Reish Lakish. Kol pratim atimim l'gora lo shal Rabbi Yochanan, v'zeo shenachat base medrasho b'tveria. Because we know from later on, Dafsadi Aleph, there Rabbi Yochanan had a base medrash in Tveria, and that's why he says, he calls himself Eov. And Rabbi Eliezer himself also, he quotes all the Midrashim, that they were both saying that, come to Tveria and come to the Beis Medrash and you'll see Eof. So maybe according to this, they're really agreeing to the previous line, that it's all a mashal, but really, you know, come to our Beis Medrash. Okay, weiter. We're up to Meisvei. Also, we see that the Eof has friends. Eof has friends, or Chaim Shmulevitz is Vart. Of, you know, the Satan took everything away from Eof. He took money, he took his family, he took everything. Why didn't he take his friends too? Says of Chaim Shmulevitz, because then he would have gone nuts. That you can't live without anybody. You can't live without a chevra. You might say you can't live without a family either, but you can't live without a chevra. That's why the Satan had to leave that, because Hashem said, don't kill him. And if he would have taken away his friends, then he would have not been able to make it. Okay, Meisvei, says the Gemara, Chassid Hayabu Umos Ha'olam Ve'Eof Shmo. Non-Jew. V'lo bala olam ela kedei lekabel scharo. Whoa. He came to the world in order to achieve his schar. We'll get back to that. Hey, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you, Surin. Hiskel mecharev v'magadev. She starts like blaspheming. What's going on? I didn't do anything. Kofel HaKadosh Baruch Hu scharo b'olam hazeh. Hashem gives him extra schar in olam habeh. Olam hazeh kedei letardom in olam habeh. He couldn't be able to stand it here, so he gives him more schar here in order not to give him full schar in olam haba. But either way, you see from this graisa that he was a non-Jew. Answers the Gemara, you're right, Tanahi, it is a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, fifth opinion. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Iyobi Meshvat, Ashoftimaya, he was in the time of Rus. Shenemar, Hein, Itam, Atem, Kolchem, Chazitem, Velamazeh, Hevel, Tebalu. Ezu, Darsha, Kulo, Hevel, which Dar is into nonsense. Haviomer, Zed, Darsha, Shvot, Ashoftim. At that time when we know Ish Kalay Ashar Be'inav, that is that opinion. Reb Shua ben Karcha Omer, again, there's one to say on that line, but let's just do a little more. Reb Shua ben Karcha Omer, you know what, let's stop for a second. Reb Sadia Gon in Emunos Videos discusses there are two reasons why people might get Yisurin in this world. A, because of sin, and B, because Hashem knows that you're going to come out stronger and you're going to earn your you know, potential in this world. In Tanakh, how do you know the difference? Did Hashem answer the person requesting? That's the difference. This is in Maimar Chamishi Oz Gimel. He says, "Ani matzasi yisuri tzadikim ba'olam hazeh shnei sugim. Echad al ha'averus hama'atos, v'yasheni al derech hanisayon. Miyasrim Hashem bohem kasher yadu lefanav sheim yisbilo osam." And Hashem knows that they're, in Rahman al-Islam, Hashem chooses different people to have that on. He says, how do you know the difference? And he says, are they answered? Vim haya adam es yaser derech nisayon u bikish me Hashem sheyodienu madua hevi osam alav kava she'enam odio. Kamo sha'amar la Moshe Rabbeinu, lama hariyos, lama hazeh, lama hazeh shalachtani? Hashem doesn't answer that question. Right? Velo Bierlo, Vishal Eov, Hodiani Amatarivani, Velo Pirishlo, the Gambazay Sadek Kalishlo Tokel Baini Bene Adam Tochelas Atzadik, because Hashem doesn't want it to say, because then the Tzadik's gonna do it for the reward and it won't be as strong schar that he could give him. Vyomarani, the Av Gama Shalemi Tachin Shiavalov Yisurin, Kade Litin Los Harokah. Somebody can be perfect. But in this second type of Yisurin, they get it because the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided, Mnei Shani Matzasi Sha Hataf, Rachman Alaslan, young children having Yisurin. Vainly Safik Shishayim Lam, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them a tremendous schar, even though we don't understand it. The times in Tanakh that Hashem answers, look throughout Navi, throughout Yishayo, throughout many Nevi'im. They say, what's going on? Hashem says, because you're doing Avodah Zarah, and because you're doing this, and because you're doing that. So sometimes Yisurin come because we're doing something wrong. But the second type is not. And then he quotes this Gemara. This Gemara, what is the line? Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is Eov here? V'lo bala olam ela kedai l'kabel scharo. Right, what's that line? Nothing to do with chait. Right, Kadela Kabo Scharo, says the Rav Sadia Gon. That's the makar for the second type of Yisurin. Okay, fourth to last skinny line. Rabbi Shua ben Karach Omer, opinion number six. Eov yimei Achashverosh haveh. Shneamar v'lo nimsa nashim yafos kibinos Eov v'chol aretz. His daughters were gorgeous, beautiful. And Ezo Darshan is Bakshabo Nashim Yafos. We were beautiful women. Which generation was that? The Omer Zedorosh Lachashverosh. Red Achashverosh in that generation. Asks the Marsha, so why weren't they taken? If they were the most gorgeous women in the world, so why didn't Achashverosh take them? Red, they only took Esther. So then Marsha says, oh, maybe he hid. Maybe he hid his daughters. But the Pnei Shlomo, we didn't have a Pnei Shlomo yet in the Masechta. The Pnei Shlomo is Shlomo Gansfried on Baba Basra. Right, it's a whole sefer that he wrote on Baba Basra. I don't know if we have any other svar, Masechtas, but he quotes, no! It's Rabbi Shua ben Karcha l'shitaso. Look in Megillah. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says there in Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel, Esther Yerak Rakas Aisha, she was green. V'chut shel chesed, mashach aleh. But there was some chain about her that was the magical pull that Achashverosh had. Senachinami, the daughters of Eov were there, they were even more beautiful maybe. But Esther was Yerak Rakas, but she had the chut shel chesed. And that's why, that's Rishu Bekarchi you're talking here too. They were beautiful, but it was Esther that was the one that was taken. Viter, V'yema made David. What about the made David? It was also beautiful. Tichsiv, V'yivakshu Na'ara Yafer. In the beginning of Malachim Aleph with Avishak Ashunamis. So Hasam B'kol Gvul Yisrael. Hacha B'chol Ha'aretz. There was only amongst the Gvul Yisrael they were looking for David. And here was B'chol Ha'aretz. Good. Number seven. Rabbi Nasan Omer Eov Yimei Malchus Shavaya. During the days of Malchus Shava. Malchus Shava, one of the kings or the queens that visited Shlomo HaMelech. During that time, Shneimar V'tipol Shava V'tikachin. Good. During the days of Bavel, during the days when Nebuchadnezzar, Shneamar Kasdim, Shamu, Shlosha, Roshim. All based on Sukkim and Eov. V'yeshomrim Eov imei Yaakov haya. Wow, very early. Number nine, V'dina bat Yaakov nasa. And he married Dina. K'siv hacha kidaver achas hanavalos tidaveri, v'ksiv hasam kidavalos ab Yisrael. Right, again, the same word used in both times. The first one is the pasuk that Eov says to his wife, whose wife had said, why don't you curse? No, I'm not. And the other one, kidavalos ab Yisrael. V'kulu tana Yisraelu diyom Yisrael have. All these opinions hold in the Brisa that Eov was a Jew, labar me yesh omrim. Except for the yesh omrim, who says Eov was in the time of Yaakov, right? Because there was no Jews yet. Ah, right, this is the sugya of before Maimon Har Sinai. What was the status, right? Were the Avos miniature Jews? Were they super B'nai Noach? Were they something else? Right, that's what this line relates to. If you say they were from the Umas HaOlam in all these cases, right, after the Moshe dies, is there any more Hashra's Shechina on a guy? Right, Moshe asked, and he was answered, yes. So that's why all of the later ones have to be that he was Jewish. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Do Roshal Ach Eov Shatav Bezimahaya. It was a terrible door. Shneamar it was full of immorality. Shneamar Hein Atem Kolchem Chazitem V'Lamaze Hevel Tevalu Pasuk in Eov V'Ksiv Shuvi Shuvi Yashulamis Shuvi Shuvi V'Nechezebach Nechezeh Chizas Chazisem. That lashon is used for a door of Gilei Arayas. Ema B'Nevuah. Maybe it's just the opposite. Chazon means Nevuah. D'Ksiv Chazon Yishayov B'Namotz. Whereas in Cain, Lama Zehevel Tebalu, Lamali. What does that mean? It's talking about Hevel, something negative about Chizayon. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan, my dech seva, he bimei shvot ha-shoftim, dor she-shofet es-shoftav. It was a dor that even the judges needed to be judged. Right? That was the earlier makar, that was the the opinion that he was in the days of the Shor HaShoftim, Nazar Belazar, on the sixth to last skinny line. Amar lo, what people used to say, Tolkisei mi bein einecha, the judge used to say, take the splinter out from between your teeth or between your eyes. Amar lo, Tolkora mi bein einecha. And the person would say to the judge, you got bigger problems. Take the board out from between your eyes. Meaning you're more wicked than me. Amar lo, the shofet would say, Katzpei chaya l'sigim. Amar lo, the one whose judge would say, Saveich moho b'mayim. Your wine is diluted with water. Meaning the judges had as many problems as the people in the Bali Dinim. First, Rabbi Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan, called Omer Malka Shiva, Isha, Isa, Eno Ela Toa, Malka Shiva, which Pashto seems like a queen, came in the days of Shlomo. You read the story in Sefer Malachim. She came, she was so impressed by him. Some say that some suggest that she's the source of some of the Ethiopians. Did she stay? Did she marry Shlomo? It's not 100% clear. But either way, Rabbi Yonasan says it was a male, it wasn't a female. Eno Ela Toa, my Malka Shiva, Malchus of the Shiva. Malka Shiva doesn't mean the queen, it means the kingdom of Shiva came to Shlomo. Let's just start this now. It was that day, the beginning of Eov. Right? What happened to Eov? This story is in the first and last chapter. The rest of the whole Sefer is conversation. Right, so the story is at the beginning, he had everything, and then he lost everything. Right, what happened? It was the day the Bnei Elohim came to stand in front of Hashem, L'Siyaziv al Hashem, the Malachim, V'yavagam HaSatan B'tzocham, V'yomar Hashem al HaSatan, Me'ayin Tavo, where have you been? V'yana HaSatan, the Satan says, I've been, the continuation, Mashot Ba'aretzu Mishalichba. I've been going around the land. Amar Lefanav Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Shati B'chol Olam Kulo, V'lo Masazi Ne'eman Kavtecha Avraham. Nobody's as great as Avraham. Shenem arta lo kum esalik baris la'arkol l'rachba kilachat nana v'yafilu hachi b'shah. Avraham's awesome, right? He's the most ne'eman. V'yafilu hachi, even though you promised to give him everything, b'shah shlamatza makom l'kvar esara atchakana b'dalmi oshekel kesef. And even though he had a deal with Ephron, lo hirachem idosecha, right? He didn't say anything about it, right? And therefore, Avraham was amazing. That was the most amazing thing Avraham did, that he didn't get mad at Ephron. Right, that was it. So one of the Mefarshim say, well, maybe after the Akedah he was on such a high, he was so spiritual, he was so uplifted, and then he's got to deal with this shtuyot, he's got to deal with this nonsense, he's got to deal with Ephron, and he doesn't say a word. Says that very often, if somebody is such involved in such important things, then he has to deal with this. So you would think, remember we discussed in Parsha Shir, the different opinions of the Rishonim, what were the 10 tests? So some Rishonim have this as one of the 10 tests, which would be a test after the Akedah, but dealing with Ephron, period. So now, the Hashem is going to get into, but what about Eov? Vayomar Hashem al HaSatan, HaSamta Libchal El Avdi Eov, Ki Ein Kamo Ba'aretz V'Gomer. You put your eye on Eov, you see how great he is? He's amazing. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, last line, Godla Nomar B'Eov Yosem HaShenemer Ba'Avraham. What it says about Eov is even greater than Avraham. Dilu Ba'Avraham Tziv, Ki Ato Yadad Ki Yerei Elokim Atah. It says Hashem, he's a Yerushamayim. Ubi Eov Ksiv Ish Tam B'Yashar Yerei Elokim Visar Meira. They add a phrase, Visar Meira. My Visar Meira, Amar Rav Shmuel, Eov Vachon B'Mamono Haya. He was a giver of his money. Vachon B'Mamono. You know, I guess we'll have to stop here. We'll have to explain the Vachon B'Mamono tomorrow as we get into the last jam-packed off of the first parak, and then continue with Hashutfin and Lo Yachbar on the horizon.